and even Farid flinched.
Have you forgotten your manners? This...
Shut up!
Let's break the cherry on that karaoke machine.
Big show tonight. We really do have a big show.
What is karaoke?
What do they call it anyway? Karateoke?
Karaoke. It's a way of life.
Karaoke's my life.
Karaoke.
This is the kind of mind-numbing schlock that's turning our society into a cultural wasteland.
Sucky, sucky, are you ready to be set free? Are you ready to siphon gasoline? Are you ready for the number three? Are you ready for big, big savings? Are you ready for the master's hand? Are you ready for the bloody, bloody? Are you ready to, said, are you ready to fight me? Delight me. I'll pay handsomely for you to excite me. Your body is something that might not survive. So bite me! Bite me!
Hey, yeah.
I just want to hear your heavenly voice.
Oh, me, 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 me.
Are you ready for the devil's daughter? Are you ready for the Soylent Green? Are you ready for unholy water? Are you ready for my
woohoo machine?
Are you ready for American Strike Force?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready for the mystery meat?
Yeah, I got your mystery meat.
Are you ready for the crazy crazy? Are you ready to sit? Are you ready to bite me? Delight me. I'll pay handsomely for you to excite me. Your body is something I might not survive, so bite me.
Go.
Party ball! People sucking on their computers. Their accountants pay for it all. We were so in love. They were so in love. We were so in love. We were so in love.
Is it we or they?
We were so in love. We were so in love.
What?
We were so in love.
We.
It is we.
It's always been we.
Up
it's never been they.
You're too excited. Your body is something I might not survive, so bite me!
Bite me!
Bite me! Bite me. Delight me! I'll play handsomely for you to excite me! Your body is something I might not survive, so bite me!
Bite me! Just bite my butt! Etc. Etc.
Bite me, bite me, bite me.
Oh, what's this? Oh, the song is fading out.
Oh, my goodness. That's right, you're listening to The Music Abuser on 91.3 FM, WDJM. We the Jaminist.
No one can hear you.
I can hear me.
Well, yeah, now, because put the microphone in your face.
Yeah.
Karaoke radio!
Bitches!
You can call us up at 508-626-4623.
True story.
If you're on campus, newly back on campus, or arrived for the first time, it's just 4623.
You can, you don't even have to dial half the number. You just 4623, that's...
You can fall on your phone and it'll dial it. Try it.
It's happened once.
I wonder if that's possible.
Try it.
Oh!
Oh! I'm not going to answer it because that's just wasting our time. But yes, he fell on in and dialed 4623, as you can do as well.
There you go.
MusicAbuser.com. You can go to our website and download our crappy show and download crappy pictures of us doing our crappy show.
Or crappy pictures of us doing each other crappily.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, there are some of those.
Yep.
There's also The Music Abuser on AOL Instant Messenger. You can hit us up with a little typing action there. A
little request.
We can have the Kyber sex. And it'll be good.
Yeah. So you can call up and sing along. Or you can call up and request a song for us to butcher. Or you can email us.
Oh, yeah.
If that's your thing.
I forgot about the emailing thing.
It's just music. Wait, no, it's...
Music Abuser.
Yeah, musicabuser, one word, at gmail.com.
It's that simple. And we're also on MySpace. We got so many freaking things to mention.
I know.
We will not do a show tonight.
We will
just mention the various ways to contact us.
All right.
MySpace.com/musicabuser.
So this is an official show back. So, oh, wait, it's gone now. Just keep talking. I need to cue up a sound that... We're going to have to retire, I guess.
Okay, so while Justin's doing that, I'm just going to say that you can also subscribe to our show on iTunes. We are in the iTunes Music Store because we are awesome. And you get to see my pig head.
That's not good.
That's not really a selling point now that I think of it.
All right, so anyway, yeah, this is a sound...
I did long enough.
This is a song, well, not a song, it's a little bit of a song.
It's a little ditty.
It's a little ditty that gave out all of our old information. So now that we're all updated in 2006 and everything's Music Abuser this and Music Abuser that, I felt that we should give this sound its due and retire it, because it was pretty great at the time, but, you know.
It'll always be great.
Out with the old and in with the new. So without further ado, for the final time, Jason's info song.
If you'd like to email us, you can send to iruinmusic@yahoo.com, or you can visit our fancy site, musicabuser.homedns.org, or you can send an instant message to iruinmusic on AOL Instant Messenger. And that, my friends, is 12 years of piano training.
You're really good.
Thank you.
I'll be honest, you're really good.
I can't sing worth a damn. I can't play any other instruments, but I can play that piano.
Yeah.
How about that?
You are a master pianist.
I am the piano master. Anyways.
So
I can't even
so don't
be funny for a whole 2 seconds.
You can play the piano, but you can't be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't go to that website or try to email or any of that, because that's all outdated.
Or we kill you.
We'll kill you.
True story.
Yeah. So
that's how it happened once.
No, you didn't.
Just like the phone incident. Same night, actually. Again, with the funny. Can't do it.
Just more confusing than anything else.
I'm very good at that, yes.
Do we have another song lined up?
We have another song lined up.
Oddly enough, there's no person calling up to make a request or an instant message or anything. I know it's weird. I know.
That's because everybody listening is a mother...
Seamless.
Yes.
Hold on, wait. I have to cue up my my bleeping sound.
Your bleeping sound, so we can do that again.
There you go.
Mother... There we go.
Smooth.
Yes. It's like I didn't swear at all. All right, let's do this thing. Let's do it, eh? Oh, you turned my music down.
Did I?
Yeah, because the fading out.
Oh, yes.
Let me... For once, it wasn't me that screwed it up. Here, turn it up.
Ah, there you go.
There we go. Oh!
I bet she never had a backstreet guy. I bet her mama never told her why. I'm gonna try for an uptown girl. She's been living in a white bread world. And so things really won't. And she's looking for a downtown man.
That's what I am.
And when she knows what she wants from her time. I'm in love with an uptown girl.
Uptown girl.
She puts her in her uptown world. She's getting tired of her eyeglass toys.
Dildos.
Did you write these lyrics?
No.
No, I mean type them up?
No, I found them online.
Because, yeah, it's a white bread, B-R-E-D. Like she's bred into the, you know, white class. But it says this B-R-E-A-D, like, you know, she's eating Wonder Bread. So,
no, I did not type those up. Thank you.
I thought that was comical.
I just thought the lyrics in general were...
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
I don't think I've ever listened to this song in its entirety before.
Man, we're
possibly
good.
Possibly never again. Except for when we do it on the show again. Because that was pretty good.
You want to do another Billy Joel song or save that for later?
That's up to you. If you want to do a power 5 minutes, that's fine with me.
Let's do it.
The Block or whatever other radio stations call it. Where is it here?
Let's keep this train a-running. Toot toot.
We'll keep that funk alive. Where is the lyrics for this other song, though?
Apparently, we're not going to keep that train running. Toot toot.
There we go. Shut up.
Oh, oh, yeah. Just bank my ass.
Listen, boy. Ways. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl, she's always down for you. But a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. Oh, listen, boy, I'm sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody.
kind of thing she ought to know. Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept you. Tell her about it. Tell her all your crazy dreams.
Not the perverted.
Let her know you need her. Let her know how much she means.
I want to turn you out, baby.
You think it's like the first time we sang the song or something?
It would be. It would be perceived that way, I mean.
Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you've got to abide in communication constantly.
Yeah. So you lost.
When you love someone, you're always insecure.
I say Billy Joel is the one that's got the wrong
time. And that's the only one could wait to reassure. Tell her about it. Tell her how much you care. When she can't be with you, tell her you wish you were there. Tell her about it every day before you leave. Pay her some attention. Give her something to believe.
Cause now and then she'll get to worrying.
Just because you haven't spoken for so long. Though you may not have done anything, will that be a consolation when she's gone? Oh no! Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes.
Oh yeah!
Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you.
I'm just saying,
but a girl like that won't tell you what you should do. Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel.
Do her butt now.
Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Tell her about it.
Tell her all your crazy dreams. I want to cover your face in blue.
Let him know how much she means.
Tell her about it.
Tell that bitch.
Tell her about it.
Well, it's 15 minutes into the show. You know what that means.
No.
Means the music's too quiet.
Time for the weather. What time is it? Time for the weather. It could rain, it could snow. I don't know. It's time for the weather. Time. Weather. Time, weather. Time, it's time for the weather. Oh, yeah. That's good stuff. It's currently 23 degrees outside. Did the music fade or? I thought it kept going.
No, that's a different version.
Yeah, it's 23 degrees out.
23 degrees. My nips are hard. About to tear right through this shirt. Like Hulk Hogan when he rips it apart. But I rip mine apart with my steel nipples. Bam! Ping, ping!
Your nipples sound like shattered glass when they poke through.
Ping, ping!
Yep.
Yeah, my shirt shatters.
What the hell?
What?
Leroy Jenkins!
What?
Leroy Jenkins IM'd us.
Who's Leroy Jenkins?
I have no freaking clue, but he said to play the chicken song. I don't know what chicken song he means.
Jason's reverting to some nerd talk here. But yeah, this is the Music Abuser Show, Karaoke Radio. Welcome back to everyone who's, back at Framingham State. I know I'm thrilled for a productive, educational spring semester of 06.
Yeah, you're gonna do a lot this semester.
Yeah.
That sounded convincing.
Well, you're back. You're learning. I'm talking to the audience.
Oh,
right,
yes.
Now.
Yes.
Not you.
Yes.
You're done.
Right.
You're done. I'm done, too. I've been done.
Because...
Yeah, I'm a working stiff. You're a working stiff.
Right.
We're not even students.
No.
But you know what? it's the best damn show on the station, so we got to keep the hope alive. You know what I'm saying? We got a huge audience that's listening here at Framingham State. I mean, we're really taking over the campus when you think about it.
We're not taking over just the campus. We're taking over the globe.
The globe.
The globe is putty in my filthy, perverted hands that I just wanked with.
That is hot.
It's pretty good.
But yeah, we're the best. Call us up and tell us if you agree. If
the
you don't,
yes.
Call us up anyway, and we'll convince you.
Very good.
By doing your ear.
Your ear will be our dual hole.
Yes. Do we have another song lined up?
I think so. I don't know where in the list we were taking from.
Well, you figure out a song, and in the meantime, someone should call us up, 508-626-4623, or if you're on campus, and frankly, if you're listening right now, you're on campus. It's just 4623, because our range isn't beyond the campus,
our
really.
Range basically gets outside of the college center.
Yeah.
If you're sitting on the street with a radio, you can get us,
I mean,
pretty clearly.
If you're on FSC campus and you hear the show right now, you're lucky. Because it doesn't even make it across the whole campus. So, if you are listening and you're on campus, 4623, or you can instant message us, The Music Abuser on AOL's Instant Messenger. Go to our website, musicabuser.com. It's really good. Jason made it.
I did.
It's pretty good.
He's not lying. Not at a time like this.
And so, have you picked out a song?
Yeah.
Well, play it.
Okay. Well,
because I've been giving out this info. You should be like, here's my next song. And boop.
You were talking. I'm not going to cut you off. That's considered rude in some places.
Next song.
You heard the man.
All right.
Next song.
See? How many times am I going to... Thank you. Oh, don't tell me.
I've got your picture of me and you. You wrote, I love you. I love you too. I see the staring and there's nothing else to do. Oh, it's in color. Your hair is brown. Your eyes are hazel. And soft as clouds. I often kiss you when there's no one else around. I've got your picture, I've got your picture. I'd like a million of you over my cell. I have the doctor to take your picture, so I can look at you from inside as well.
That's kind of gross.
He keeps me turning up and turning down. I'm turning and I'm turning right. I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. There's a picture, I've got your picture. I'd like a million of you over myself. I asked the doctor to take your picture, so I can look at you from inside as well. You got me turning up and turning down. I'm turning in and turning around. I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. No sex, no drugs, no wine, no women, no fun, no sin, no you, no wonder it's dark. Everyone around me is a total stranger. Everyone loves me like a cyclone ranger. Everyone. That's why I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so.
turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Think so, think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Guitar!
Justin.
I just did it.
Ah, very nice.
Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. La 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 la, Miss Saigon. La 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 la, Miss Saigon. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
So, I'm on the train.
Yes, train.
I take the train.
Train.
To and from work.
Train, good.
There's a man. I describe him as a portly fellow.
Uh-huh.
Big bushy beard. A little, you know, a little goatee mustache kind of thing going on. Like, full facial hair, basically.
Yep. Basically what I've got.
He's got, yeah. Yeah, sort of. And a black hat, says EMS or whatever. And a giant cloak. A green cloak that goes over his shoulders. It's got a big giant-ass hood. And the cloak goes all the way down to the ground. And it's fastened with one of the Lord of the Rings, like... Leaf.
Awesome as hell. Like, awesome as hell.
He's sitting there reading his little sorcerer paperback book with his right index finger jammed straight up his nose. Just like,
hey,
just,
you don't know where his powers come from.
Just wiggling around. And like, I'm standing right in front of him because I'm waiting to get off the train. And the finger's just right up there, just kind of just back and forth, back and forth.
That is fantastic.
I just thought it was really funny, this guy dressed up as a sorcerer or what have you, or a hobbit, whatever, whoever dresses
enjoy
like that.
Enjoy your filet of fish sandwich. That sort of thing.
Exactly.
That's great.
It was a comical
yes,
sight.
Yes.
You know what's weird?
What's weird?
The fact that we're not going to have Kira Douchet in her Giggle Fest after the show.
She will be missed.
It's been such a part of the triumvirate.
The dynamic.
Yes, because it's Katie and her show before us.
Normally.
Sometimes. Katie, if you're listening, call us up.
Yeah.
Right now.
No.
So.
What are we getting at?
I have static on my ears.
Okay.
Do you have static?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just wondering if it's going to the recorder or if it's going over
the
air.
It always just affects us and we sound like idiots talking about it.
Oh, okay. So anyway, you know, Katie before us, then us, then Kira. You know, we're the peak of the mountain. They're like the bases on either side.
Thursday night is the night to listen to WDJM.
It's the night. It's the night to listen to. But now what? Now what's going to happen with no Kira?
It loses a little bit of its touch. It loses the closer that makes the show so the entire night so nice to listen to.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little disappointed in Kira.
Yeah,
little disappointed. When I say a little disappointed, I mean I feel like I'm stabbed in the back. Do I have a knife sticking out of my back?
I think so.
Please pull it out.
I'm not touching it. It might cause excess bleeding.
Is there a name on it? Is there a name?
It says Justin from Kira.
Wow.
Says to Justin, heart with a broken heart, it's cracked in half.
I truly was stabbed Kira. In the back. Kira, you, I'm not going to say it, because you're a nice person. I'm not going to call you names, but thanks for stabbing us in the back.
Yeah, backstabber.
You backstabber.
Ugh!
Stabbing us in the back. That's another song.
Another song? Well, I was going to do an uplifting song, but now I'm angry.
Do we have any angry songs on the playlist?
Do we have angry songs? Hall & Oates is certainly angry.
Hall & Oates makes a lot of people angry.
That's true.
But I don't
think
it's
uplifting
that
music, but it makes people angry. It's just got that reverse effect on people. There's a...
Oh, you know what I forgot to add to the list? The Darkness.
We could do that. That's kind of... It's not angry, but it lets us get our aggression out.
Well, not the song that I was thinking of.
Maybe not, then.
Dinner Lady Arms?
Oh. All right. You can still do that if you want.
Why, what song were you thinking of?
I don't know, anything that wasn't like that.
Whatever, just play a song.
Alright. This song does not go out to Kira.
Yeah.
Even though it's a great song and uplifting.
Especially not to you, Kira.
This goes out to everyone that is not Kira.
This goes out to Katie, because she still does her
Katie's
show.
Off.
We love you, Hotbeck.
Where did you come from, baby?
So
and ooh, won't you take me there? Right away, won't you leave
me? Baby,
tenderoni, you got to me. Spot my nature, sugar, fly with me. Don't you know now is the perfect time? We can make it right, get the city right. Make it now is the love and pain. Let me take it to the max.
Say something.
What?
Something's messed up with the laptop. How come we couldn't hear that?
What do you mean?
It's like we're only hearing one side or something.
Yeah, the right side sounds quiet to me.
No, I hear everything fine in both speakers, but it's like one side of the song is doubled up.
I don't know.
Just an observation.
We will have to research and find out
what I thought of a song.
What song?
That train song. Leave him.
Oh, yeah. I have a guest to list, too.
Hmm?
For later. Okay. So that's a good song.
All How much can fit on a CD? Because we only have one CD 80. Left.
No, we don't have one CD left. This is the last CD.
No, I know. This CD.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is our last. Okay, yeah. Our last CD. Yes.
We got like 45 minutes left.
Yeah. Show you. Stupid CD recorder.
Can I just say, this CD recorder is a piece of crap. I bought 3 different spindles of CDs. I bought, what have I got here? Fujifilm, Memorex, and a second type of Memorex. 3 different spindles of CDs. Not a goddamn one of them works in the CD recorder. Shut up.
In the meantime, look, these 2 gummy bears are 69ing. Touche.
Let me pull up the lyrics for this. Jackass.
I'm just saying.
Shut up. Song now. Hey, jackass.
LA. LA.
Too much for the man. Too much for the man. He couldn't make it.
So he's leaving the life.
He's come to know. He said he's going back to find.
What's left of his world. The world he left behind.
Not so long ago.
He's what?
He's leaving. On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train. Yeah.
Said he's going back.
Going back to find.
To a simpler place this time.
Oh, yes, he is.
And I'll be with him.
I know you will.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train to Georgia.
I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
In the world is his and hers alone.
He kept dreaming
that someday he'd be a star.
A superstar, but he didn't get far.
But he sure found out the hard
one way.
That this dreams don't always come true.
So
he turned down his home. And even saw
him hold his own car.
But a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew.
Oh, yes, he did.
He said he would.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Yeah. Said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
A simpler place and time.
Oh, woohoo!
Yeah. Not gonna be with him.
I know you will.
On that midnight train.
Leaving on that midnight train.
Just mention.
Woohoo!
than live without him in my life.
Going back to find
some place to turn.
I'm
going to
be right by
you. Oh, I've got to be with him.
I know you will.
On the midnight train.
Midnight train. Yeah, well, should have
come. I better live in his world than live without him.
In my
world.
The moment when you came in the door.
I'll take that.
My world. My world.
I live on my world now. Get up on my left. Get up on my left.
I don't have anything else for you to say. We had several problems starting up the show.
Yeah, we didn't go on till till like
10:20.
Yeah, almost 10:30. Well, Katie's here in the studio.
You know, the one that we said was awesome and is
right. Were you trash talking me?
No.
Were you?
Straight out, we were saying that
No, you were trash talking.
We were.
I'm trying to make it up now.
We're starting.
We'll play it back next time.
Bring it.
I like what you did with your hair, by the way.
I can't see your hair.
It's very nice.
See it.
I have night vision.
Oh, that's hot.
I know. It's long and it's different color.
Well, no, that's just called fading. Not like dyeing it.
Well, it's different color than before.
There you go.
Don't argue semantics with Justin.
Listen, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also growing out facial hair.
Yeah, I saw that too.
If you want to consider this facial hair.
Kind of
looks like someone rubbed my face in the dirt.
I know. No, I was kidding. Someone,
I figured 24.
Did you glue a couple of hairs in your face?
I did. I took some of my brother's and stuck them to my face.
You have a brother?
I do.
He's got a younger brother.
Oh, how old is he?
20.
Wow.
He's not as cute as I am.
Aw.
Sorry.
Jeez, I just lost a fantasy.
Well, the two of us together make a powerful, ugly duo.
In some ways, they're similar.
Do you guys get along?
Yeah.
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 Me and my sister have a good relationship. We're like friends. Not a lot of people have that, I guess. I found that out later in life that a lot of siblings aren't friends. I thought it was normal.
Justin gets along great with his sister.
Yeah. We go to bars and stuff.
I get along great with my sister.
Oh, you have a sister too?
No. This is the Jason Lies part of the show.
I have a brother.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you lying now?
No. He's going to be 28.
Oh, you've told me about that.
Yeah. It's cool. Bullshit. Oh.
I didn't hear that.
Yo.
She's so far away from the microphone.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry. I'm going to go show and get it all out. It's a scream.
No, play the right sound. The censored.
I like how you have, like, an avid type keyboard on your computer. Do you ever see those, like, the keyboards that are, like, called, yeah. Well, you know.
He's got one.
Yeah.
I've got one, yeah.
I don't need one. Okay.
You do, or I'll kill you.
Would you like the last of the gummy bears?
I don't really like gummy bears. I like Sour Patch.
Look in there.
They're donuts.
There's Boston Cream.
There is.
Are they all Boston Cream?
No.
I just had a coffee.
I forgot
my
coffee.
That's what I was doing. Yeah. So,
how come you didn't do your show?
Because I'm exhausted. I didn't bring any CDs up. CDs?
This is our last functional CD.
Yeah. So I went to Dunkin' Donuts before I got parked, and the shuttle guy was there, like always. And so he's right behind me. I park my car, and he leaves. Like, he saw me park my car at the parking lot, and he just leaves. I'm like, wait 2 seconds. He does this to me every time. I'll even be, like, 10 feet from the door, and he'll still leave. Like, this happens, like, on a weekly basis to me. This guy, like, and, like, the thing is, he'll talk to me. Like, we have conversations. But he just leaves me.
Why won't his face be red when you get raped?
I know.
Yeah.
Oops, my bad.
I was with people this time. But at least...
I'll just watch you being raped from the rearview
mirror. Most of the time I'm by myself. I'm like, what? This gets so bad. Oh, yeah. And then I was on the shuttle. And then this other, like, student driver picked me up. And we were friends. And I was like, put on 91.3. And he's like, no, my friend's not playing. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, well, do you listen to... Well... I don't know what to say. Who's his friend that he listens to? He's like, I've been up there. I'm like, that's cool. Good for you, buddy.
Clearly on some sort of hallucinogen.
And then he put on Nickelback.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yay.
But no, okay, I admit it. Their songs are fun to sing. You know what I mean?
Maybe you shouldn't go.
I don't know.
I was just about to say that.
I thought we had a moment up here, but I guess no.
No, you know what? I went out with this kid a really long time ago, and he was like really, not really, but he was goth and stuff. And for some weird reason, like, he bought a Nickelback CD, so I always think about making fun of him for it. And I think that made me, like, kind of like those two songs, you know what I mean, for making fun of him. You know how that happens?
No, I don't have any idea at all.
I don't know. But he's funny. He's like, I like to keep up with music. I'm like, Nickelback.
Yeah, Nickelback is keeping up with music.
Yeah. No, not really. I don't know.
Are you making some sort of Frankenstein monster?
Yeah.
Out of Goomy?
It's a red gummy bear with a yellow head.
They do that. They have that. The tie-dye bears.
But I just made it.
Well, they already have it. So, like, the worms.
Cost effective.
The worms. No?
Actually, this isn't cost effective, seeing as I bought these off of Amazon.com at a premium price.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because I really wanted this specific brand of gummy bears, and no one had them.
Like the hard ones? Like
yep.
Yeah. I like that. I don't like gummy stuff. I like it hard.
Yep.
Harder.
Uh-huh, Keita likes it hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know me and my gummy bears. That's what I call it.
He's searching for something.
But
something.
So are you going to do your show from now on?
Yeah, I will.
You just kind of trailed off there.
Well, you said I just want something. Are you going to the Nine Inch Nails show in Amherst?
No, I wish. Are you?
My friends are going. I'm thinking about buying a single ticket and just going. Like, he won tickets.
Are they still available?
I don't know. Yeah.
Might go.
The Nine Inch Nails, the website said they were still on sale.
Then I might.
And so I was like, I'll just hitch a ride and just sit somewhere by myself.
My testicles have still not grown back from when they got blown off last time, so.
When?
When you went to Nine Inch Nails.
Oh,
October or whatever, whenever they came back the second time.
Yeah.
The time you didn't go.
Yeah, well, I was having quality time with Steve that night. Have you talked to Steve?
Not much.
I haven't been on very much. I wrote him an email. I was like, I don't know how to call you.
He doesn't seem like the email respondy kind of person.
He did, but he did respond. But in my email, I said, you better be dialing my number, and he didn't. He didn't do that. And I even wrote it down, so he can be like, oh, I lost it. Because I'm evil like that. I like to make sure that I'm being dissed. No, I do. If people diss me, I'll be like, yeah, well, that's your fault, you know? I don't try to hide it. I like to make people feel like assholes. And like, if I ever diss someone, I'd hope to do the same to me.
I don't think I've heard anyone say the term diss in 5 years.
Really? Well, maybe just because I've been dissed so much lately. I don't know. It's kind of common for me.
I was dissing you earlier.
Yeah, I know you were.
What are you
dissing me on the radio?
Public dissing.
You can go on our website and listen to this show after it's posted, and you'll see that we weren't talking smack
nothing
about
but
you.
Respect. No. Respect and love for the Katie. For the hot pack there.
For the hot pack, yes.
Hot pack. We should do a rap song. Well, I'm not going to sing, but...
We've got a rap song in the list for tonight. You're not singing?
I don't know. I have really bad breath right now, just so you know. I just had coffee.
I have gum if you need it.
Ow!
I'm sorry, did I...
You didn't really hurt me. Okay. You hurt the chair.
I just raped her by accident.
I was speaking efficiently. To the chair. No, I have really bad breath. I know I do. Give me gum. Now.
Hold on, woman.
Don't call me woman, ma'am, or whatever you are.
Mr. Guy.
Mr. Person.
You are a woman, yes?
Yes.
Okay, hold on, woman.
I'm a lady.
Hold on, my lady.
Okay. Got it straight. No, I like, man-eater. Oh, thank you. I'll get you back someday.
Do you know this one?
Someday down the road, you'll give me a piece of gum.
Justin, catch! That's for that time!
Yeah, remember? Years ago?
That time where my breath was stank.
I don't know what it is, but...
Smell like graham crackers and day-old funk.
I just had coffee, so you know what happens.
No, you're right. It stinks. I'm joking.
I'll hurt you! I'm sorry. I, like, abuse my friends at home, and so if I spend too much time with them and come back here, I forget that I don't abuse my friends at school.
What? You hit people?
Do you not like your friends at home?
No, I love them.
Do you like your friends here?
No, I love them. I just don't want to creep people out. No, like, I just pinch them.
You pinch my tricep fat.
Yeah. No, it's better right here.
I'm super
tick. The rib spot that I always poke people at?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm super ticklish to the point where if I'm tickled for a couple minutes, you can imply tickling. You can just hold your hands at me.
I think everyone's like that, though. I'm like that.
I don't know. I just, for like minutes and minutes, you can just keep your hand there. It doesn't have to move or anything. You can just keep your hand there, and I just laugh for minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I haven't tickled a long time.
We don't have a tickle chair like Howard Stern.
No, we should get one.
Maybe we should have a tickle chair.
We should get one.
Well, you're not tickling me.
And when Katie's not up here, we can tickle each other.
Ooh.
Yes.
I'd have to see that.
I'd do that. Shall we do this thing?
What are we doing?
You make my dreams.
You make my dreams.
Or do you want to do something else?
Do you have another Hollow Note song?
I do.
What do you have besides Private Eyes?
Man Eater.
Do Man Eater.
That's what I hear. I've been really weird this week, so I'm sorry. Hi.
Hello.
Ah!
Stupid microphone. It won't just stay there. Goddamn thing.
It'd be nice if the lyrics would show up.
You've got like 10 seconds. I'm kidding. You want to learn the sax just so you can do the song?
Yeah.
You want to pause the song?
Yeah, I'll pause the song. God damn.
I wish I had the lyrics on my computer.
Me too.
Well, you don't.
No, I don't.
Good job.
Damn it.
Don't hit the desk.
Why?
Because you'll screw the CD recorder up.
Good job. All
right.
I'm sorry.
Man.
I'll leave.
Someone's hating on me tonight. You player hater, you.
Well, you're the one who's talking.
She's fronting.
Jason's not talking. See? Like now.
I just stare.
Yeah, hate on that.
I can't really see. I only see one eye, so.
You just opened your eyes further.
I don't know. I got nothing. I don't have game, as they say.
Did anyone watch South Park last night? It was a repeat.
Of?
It's Timmy and the prostitute.
Gobbles!
No, that's a different episode. Oh.
Was Gobbles the prostitute?
No. Yeah, yeah.
Did the turkey?
Yeah.
In the dew hole?
No, there's no turkey. No,
this is confusing her. Stop humping the air!
All right, shall we do this?
Are you aroused now?
Oh my god.
You love it.
I think I have to leave. Finish this off in the bathroom. No, just kidding.
You don't have to leave for that.
The very sight of you going like
I
this.
Really wish it was air right now.
You wish you were what?
Air.
Yeah.
Air?
Something air.
I see.
I've got that effect on them. She'll only come out at night.
Where are we?
The second line.
No. Nothing is new. I've seen
it.
It's in the way.
Watching her wait. Thank you. She's sitting with you, but her eyes are on the door.
I'm bad at yelling. I can't yell like you guys.
Well, now you don't
have to. Money and faith to see. What do you think you're getting for free? The woman is wild. The she cat.
The she cat. Yeah, you are.
Money doesn't matter. If you're in it for love, you ain't gonna get too far. Oh, here she comes.
Hum, 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 hum.
Oh, here she comes. Shady there. Oh, here she comes. Watch out for it, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater.
I don't even sing the car. I only sing chorus.
I wouldn't if I were you. I know what she can do.
Don't tell me how to do the show.
That's a good reason. You're doing your own show wrong.
I'm sorry.
That don't matter. The beauty is there, but the beast is in the heart.
Oh.
Nice. Oh, here she comes. Watch out for her, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater.
Man eater.
Oh, here she comes. Watch out for her, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater.
Solo!
And if Katie knew how to play the sax, this would be her part.
How's she doing? Katie on the air sax.
Sorry.
It's more like an air clarinet.
Oboe? But is the oboe this way?
No, the oboe's
the one. Oh yeah, the oboe. My friend plays the oboe, I should know that.
Were you going to play air sax more?
You always have me. Do you have tons of pictures of me going like this? Or something like
because
that.
You're the best guest that we ever have here.
Oh, here I come. Watch out for it, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater.
Man eater.
Here she comes
now.
My favorite part's coming up.
Was your favorite part the pause?
No, just when he goes, the woman is wild, the woman! The woman is wild, woo! Oh, that's so good.
Watch out, boy!
Watch out,
boy!
I've watched that one.
I need to dance.
Dance song, eh?
It is a dance song.
I probably could not dance to that song.
Yes, you could.
And I'm a dancing fool.
It's true.
You can dance to that song.
I've never tried.
You can.
I'm just saying, it's a little slow for my... The tempo that is Justin.
I like dancing, too.
Shall I do a dance? A dance little ditty?
A ditty?
A dance ditty?
Yes.
What's a dance? I can't read that.
I can't. What does that say?
Punk rock.
Well, Katie can't really do that song.
That's true.
That's okay.
But she can be like the go-go dancer.
Yeah.
You can be the fly girl for the song.
Do you have a tambourine? Wait, that's
not
punk.
No, we didn't bring the instruments.
Yeah, where are the instruments?
Tambourine. Forgot them in my car.
I can,
Oh, no, they're still in my apartment from New Year's. They were our New Year's noisemakers, remember?
Oh.
Where we hit the tambourine for ringing in the New Year.
In the what did you do for New Year's?
Attempt of New Year's.
Besides not hang out with us.
Do you want to know my? Do you want to know the full story for New Year's? I told you what happened, didn't I?
I think so.
Yeah.
You told me, but you haven't told him or the audience.
Or the audience.
Well, I was going to go to Boston because I knew two parties that were going on. And my friend, she goes to Mass Art and her friends, and she told her friends that she'd go. And so we haven't spent New Year's together in like 5 years, so I told her I'd stay with her. And so, meanwhile, stuff was happening with my sister. Her friend left to the bar already, and so she needed a ride. So it was like, well, Allison will drive because Allison's driving. And then Allison's dad was like, it's snowing, you can't drive. So then now it's like 10. And so I picked Allison up and with my sister, go to the club to drop my sister off. And her friend didn't pick up the phone. So I ended up driving my sister to another bar. So now this is like 11:30. And I'm like, Allison, you want to go in the bar? Or you just want to go home? And she's like, well, let's just go back to your house. So we went back to my house. And midnight, and she's asleep. She falls asleep like 2 seconds after midnight, and that was my New Year's. And then I pick up my sister at like 2 a.m., and she throws up in my car.
That wasn't hot at all.
The short story was, you should have come to my apartment
and yeah.
taken your clothes off. Like
yeah.
the rest of us.
What?
I mean...
I don't take my clothes off.
Like the rest of us?
No. Oh. I
keep
them all
the
time.
Then you can remain clothed, and you can
I shower with my clothes off.
You shower with your clothes on?
Yeah. I wear a swimsuit, you know. It's kind of hard sometimes, but no.
I'm so ashamed of myself.
I wanted to spend it with Allison, and
she could come too.
Yeah, well, she wanted to spend it with her friends, and then we ended up not doing that. But I saved my sister a lot of money.
There's always that.
Yeah.
Kira's like the modern day Geico.
Kira?
Like Katie. Why did I say Kira? I'm sorry.
Wow.
I don't care. Wow. I call everyone by the wrong name, but it's okay.
I am ashamed.
No, don't be.
I am.
Don't be
Too late.
Charlie. It's okay, Charles.
Well, I mean, Charlie's not even close to Jason. It should be like
you
Joe.
Call me Justin, and then...
Yeah, but that was too predictable.
I'd punch you in the face. Son of a bitch, I hate that Justin guy.
Your computer dimmed.
I know.
So you got it back. Cool.
Yes. It's still good.
Wait, do you have the dewdrop on the thing? The perverted one? Yeah. I don't like that one.
Perverted?
That's the one that's on like the computer screens that the editing suite.
It's perverted and you don't like it?
Yeah. No. I don't like it. Because I see it every time I use it.
Give me something better and I'll do
it. You know what? I did this today with some other kid. He had a Mac.
Wait, you criticize his background?
Yeah, I criticize his background, too. I'm just a background criticizer. I don't know.
You're just a hater today.
Yeah, I am. So, why don't you guys play a song? So,
not so. I can't see that for
one more. Is that about drugs? Mm.
No, it's about doing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's about doing it.
Doing it in jacuzzi.
Oh, yeah. You could do Freak Me.
Oh, yeah.
Freak Me in the morning.
No.
No, no, no. Oh. Silk. Freak Me,
Freak
baby.
Me?
Oh, yeah.
Let me lick you up and down.
Till you say stop.
I know that
she
song,
knows
too.
It.
I think we actually, the last time we did that song, I think we dedicated it to you, actually.
That's tonight, baby.
We might have. I think we've done this song twice. Once we dedicated it to my friend Jason, and once we dedicated it to you, I think.
Awesome. Yeah. You have a friend named Jason?
I do. It's kind of lame having someone. Yeah. It's basically a friend myself I talk to.
Yeah. I never.
Hi, Jason!
Do you ever, like, say hi, Jason, to him? Or are you just like, hey?
Just hey. I don't call anyone by their names. Because I screw them up, like you just saw.
Yeah.
No. It's true.
Some people call me Kate. So you know, I like to throw that out there.
Do you like being called Kate? Or
yeah,
Kate?
I don't mind
the
either.
Things you learn on this show.
Some people call me Kate, some people call me Katie. It gets confusing because then, like, depends who I'm with. I have to introduce myself differently. I'm like, Kate. It's not like on purpose, like, I try to. Like, you just meet them once and I say Kate, and then that's how you know. Yeah.
And knowing's half the battle.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Body massage.
Button clothes.
So.
I miss Steve.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal is. Are you talking about the same Steve?
Yeah.
He's
too cool for school. That's what's the deal.
That's why he graduated.
I might be able to graduate this semester. But I'd still have to take 2 more classes in the fall.
That's not so bad.
Walk.
That's what I just did.
But I don't know if I want to take 5 classes.
5 classes this semester?
Yeah.
You don't want to
do
that.
It.
Yeah.
You might fail one of them just because you're taking so many.
Well, then you just don't want to overload yourself on your last semester.
But I'm going to do what I'm going to do anyway. So I'm going to be doing it anyway, but I could get credit for it. It's like an independent... Like an independent study.
Very good. You ready to freak me?
Yeah.
I like how that came out.
She
said yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Freak me, baby.
I like how you already have it.
Love this song.
Do you listen to this in the car?
Yeah.
I would too.
Hell yeah.
Let me lick you up and down till you say stop.
I have been.
Let me play with your body, baby, make you real hot. Let me do all the things you want me to do.
Go for it, Katie.
Cause tonight, baby, I wanna freaky with you. That's all I can do.
Baby, don't you understand? I wanna be a nasty man.
Woman.
I wanna make your body scream. And you will know just what I mean.
You know what I mean.
24 karat gold. The one who hurts when you get cold. I wanna lick you up and down. And then I wanna lay you down.
Come on, Bill.
And down you say
I love the guy in the background. Wanna lick you up and down
with your body, baby. Make you feel.
Come on, get real.
All the things you want me to do.
Cause tonight, Katie, I wanna get freaky with you.
Love the taste and whipped cream.
Spread it on, don't be me.
Maybe don't be me.
You know I can't resist you, girl. I'll fly you all around the world.
All around the world.
Oh, baby.
Come on, let me talk.
At the gray line.
So come on, what you cherish
most. Come on, baby.
That's too much.
That?
Are those words too much?
I'll be in my book.
Play with your body, baby, make you feel hot. Let me do all the things you want me to do.
Cause tonight, baby, I wanna get freaky.
Me.
Let me freak you, all of you.
Let me dance. I wanna get freaky with you. Let me play with your body, baby, make you real hot. Let me do all the things you want me to do. Cause tonight, baby, I wanna get freaky with you.
Baby, don't stop.
entire summer?
I listened to this when I was like little, which is kind of creepy.
Yeah, I had my little yellow Walkman tape player. Had it on AB repeat.
Push It. Oh, and another song. I used to love that other song. I think it was Push It. I love that
Salt
song.
Salt and Pepper? We got that.
Push It real good.
Do you have it?
I think so.
And like, it's creepy because I used to sing it.
How's that creepy?
Because like, I don't know.
How old were you?
It's probably like 6.
Yeah, that's creepy.
You know?
I mean, for Jason, that's probably hot.
I don't have it.
All those songs back then, but that was good. I like that type of
Put it on a request list.
I will.
You have a request list?
I do now.
You can request songs on our website even.
Oh.
Right between our nipples and the pig head.
Okay.
Yes. So what should we do?
We've had 54 people download our last week's show.
Really?
Is that not insane?
That is.
That's like 300% of the people that listen to the show here on campus. 3,000.
Yeah, way more.
How many friends do you have?
None.
I'm not even your friend.
How many people look
like I don't know if I should even consider you a friend.
Hey.
I consider you a friend. I don't know if you consider it back, so I can't consider it full friendship until I know. You know what I mean?
I consider you a friend.
All right.
Then
I have one friend, because Justin is a son of a bitch. I've got one friend, then.
No, but do you ever look to see how many people go on your website? You know they do that? It's kind of creepy, isn't it? Like,
what?
You go on, and then you see how many people have, like, looked at your thing, and I'm like,
Jason can see everything.
I see everything.
Because he's a hacker.
Oh, no.
Let me hit my hack button.
Oh, no, what?
No, like, I was thinking, because I wanted to see if, I was like, can you see if someone's looking at my website, but,
No. Well, where is it? Last week's show, 54 downloads.
Wow.
Look at all that.
Wait, what's that big spike?
That spike is the 9th. What the hell was on the 9th?
9th of January?
Yeah. We did a show on the, I don't know. Day 9. I don't know. We must have done some awesome show on the 9th.
Wow, that's so professional.
We're going to the top.
Going to the top.
To the top of a small bucket.
A bucket?
Filth in the janitor closet.
We should sing some Cradle of Filth.
What is Cradle of Filth?
It sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, you know it. It's like
Poop.
It's like dark metal? I don't know. I'm not good with, like, which metal's which, you know?
All the subgenres.
It's like screaming and, like, opera and, like, cheesy and, like, deep voice and organs stuff.
I don't know. I've heard of the band. I haven't heard of the music, I don't think.
I have the CDs from back in the day. I don't know.
Represent?
I represent.
So we have 8 minutes left on this disc.
Baby.
Do you want to end this disc with something hot and then continue on?
It's up to you.
What's golden?
You want to do that?
I don't know what it is.
Jurassic 5?
No, I don't know any of those songs. You guys do what you want, because I end up not singing. So.
You sang one line of the last song.
Yeah.
The best line. And you said yes to wanting to freak me, so.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I heard it.
It's recorded for posterity. I gotta put that on repeat. I'll upload that as the podcast. I'll say, Kitty, do you want to freak me? And she'll say yes, and that will be the entire podcast. And 54 people will download it and listen to it.
Proof that Katie must freak Jason.
Nice.
Or vice versa.
Oh, yeah.
Check out my mad lovemaking skills.
Done.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's just one thing. Jeez.
Jason's got a whole bag of tricks, believe me.
It's small, but it's fierce.
Okay. I hate when people say that.
What?
I don't know.
Small but fierce?
Like, no. I don't know. You guys are little small. It's like, who cares? I don't know.
I'm glad to know that she doesn't.
I don't know. But I hate when guys make comments. I'm not, like, going around and like, oh, my boobs are small. Like, what do you say to that, you know?
Well, penis and boobs are kind of different.
Well,
because
you know, what do I say?
Like, boobs are decorative. You know what I mean? Like, they're not, like, the penis is actually used in the lovemaking process.
I've also never heard the argument that your penis is real, whereas your boobs are not. I know a lot of people, including myself, that care that the breasts are not silicone more than size. I've never heard the same be said for penises. Like, I don't care what size the penis is so long as it's not surgically enhanced. I've never heard that before. Maybe you have.
What about can I see?
You can say vagina.
The vagina. What about guys that are like, I don't know. What would you say?
I have a small vagina.
I love a chick with a big vagina.
I do that. I'm like, I got the smallest, or like, whatever. What is this thing supposed to be? I'm like, I can't say it. Now you guys are making me embarrassed. I can say it in front of other people.
We just said penis and vagina.
You're like.
You just can't say the nicknames.
Vagina.
You can say the clinical. Yeah. You can say clitoris.
Do it.
I just did.
Oh, that was hot.
So what were you going to say?
Oh, no, like, you know, quick. I don't know. No, sing your song. Now.
She's giving orders. I like that.
Just pick a song that she knows.
Who cares?
What song does she know?
None.
Do you know Take On Me is on there, right?
Yep.
You know Take On Me by Aha?
Yeah, you guys did it last time I was here.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow, we're getting old.
No, I play the same song.
We're not at all repetitive. Alia.
I heard it turning Japanese on the radio. We should do, like, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
No.
No way in hell.
Never.
Be happy.
This is probably going to get cut off on the CD, and it might be, for anyone that downloads the show, you might not get a second half.
Aww.
Because the other CDs suck.
Well, okay.
We don't have time to do the end song.
Here's a sound that I was going to play at the end.
What is this, amateur hour?
There you go. So it's like the show ended.
There we go. This is like bonus song now. Up until it cuts off.
Talking away. I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Today's another
day. I messed up that line.
Shining away. I'll be coming for you, love, okay. Take. Take on me,
take on me,
take me on,
take on me,
I'll be gone, without you,
too. Lovely.
See, it's our two voices competing with each other. It just sounds awesome. Listen for that harmony next time.
Life is okay, say after me.
It's no better to be safe than sorry. Here we go again.
Take on me. Take on me. Take.